Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 251, the stanzas 1 and 2. It is good to sing thy praises and to thank thee, O Most High, as showing forth thy loving kindness when the morning lights the sky. And what follows, Psalter 251, the first two stanzas.
Thank you.
The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 28. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. And then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. And now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. We hope to remember in prayer Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who was still in the Calgary Hospital, and Zachary Meljars, who was home again after receiving heart valve surgery in this past week. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Eternal and almighty Lord God, the great creator of the heavens and of all the earth, the father of all mercies, the fountain of all good, and then it has pleased thee in thy goodness, and also in the way of thy long suffering, that thou wast lent unto us and our dear children another week of grace, and then we may see each other by renewal in thy house on another Lord's Day. And then we have been the recipients in the midst of the trials upon this earth of many a blessing, many blessings which many of our fellow travelers must miss, and that for us sinful we have heard it out of thy law, and an unworthy people, and may that be impressed upon all of our hearts. May it please thee to grant a little bewonderment, and then each Lord's Day, then it may be remembered that Christ is risen indeed, but this Lord's Day has been set aside in a special way, that we may be given to commemorate the resurrection of the dear Son of God. And then we have heard those precious words which were spoken by the angel unto the women, come and see the place where he lay. Behold, he is risen. And then we have heard out of thy holy word of a different people concerning the day of the resurrection. And our Lord, then in this day, then we humbly ask thee that thou may work mightily and lovingly by thy Holy Spirit, and that in the beginning, but also in the further leadings, then we have heard of those keepers that have tried to keep a watch over the grave. Lord, for those keepers in our midst that are watching over their conscience and in the midst of all the callings and under the proclamation of law and gospel that are striving each time by renewal to silence their conscience. May they then in this morning hour, may they be awakened, may they be quickened, and not to flee away from the sepulchre, but that there may come a bowing before the risen King and a pleading for mercy. Thou wast promised to bless thy word to that end. But, Lord, then we have heard of glorious and of marvelous things, of those women that have come early to the sepulchre with their spices. They had much to learn, but with a heart full of overwhelming love. And then thou also knowest how that we have come up to thy house. May there have been souls that it may have been with the psalmist. God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul longeth, my flesh thirsteth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to behold thy glory and thy power, as I have seen in thy sanctuary. Lord, then thou wast promised for those true seekers, that they shall become finders, and, Lord, also in the life of thy people. Then they learn how dependent they are, and then they need their risen Savior as their prophet, their priest, and their king. Also for those living and earnest desires after thee and thy blessed communion. But, then those women, then they have beheld such wonderful things, and then it was so needful. They were given to see an empty tomb, and they were given to fear, but also filled with great joy. But then it was so necessary that they were instructed further by thee to understand the riches of the empty tomb, that it was thy amen upon thy Son's finished work, and they were given to behold it in the evening when thou hast shown them thy pierced hands and thy pierced side, and then thou hast opened their understanding. Wilt thou grant those blessings where we read in thy word that he was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, There is a people upon the earth that need the application. Wilt thou so work wonderfully amongst us and our children, and that this special day of commemoration, that it may be a special and an unforgettable day indeed, and that the living, the resurrected Savior is King, that he may work mightily in our midst, and that the number of his subjects may greatly be increased, that in this day that many jewels may be added to the meritorial crown of King Jesus. Ah, Lord, would it not be much to thy honor when that would be heard and in the time to come, but also concerning the further leadings in the life of thy children, and then to be given to experience that sweet communion with thee, which shall become manifest in the fruits. May then our eyes, our help and expectation be from thee alone. Oh, that we may gather in this morning yet so freely, and that is also the work of the risen King. In many countries it is not possible, and it is not allowed. May we be given to count our blessings one by one, and earnestly plead with thee that it shall not have to testify against us, but that it may be used richly for the purpose of all purposes, that thy kingdom may come and that thy name may be glorified. We commend unto thee all the special needs in our midst. They are manifold, many that are known, others undoubtedly hidden, but they are all known unto thee. Then we commend unto thee the handicapped daughter that remains in the hospital, O Lord. Do continue to grant wisdom and understanding unto the physicians, and that the time may arrive that she may return and remain at home for a certain time. But, O Lord, then thou continuest to knock on the door of her heart. My daughter, give me thy heart, to that end work with thy spirit. We commend unto thee another young son who was in the hospital, underwent surgery, and we humbly ask thee, may it have been blessed, may that become evident in his life. And then thou art also speaking unto him in a special way. My son, give me thy heart, oh, the calling to remember his Creator in the days of his youth. To that end, may it please thee to come with thy spirit in this way of affliction, and not only for him, but for father and mother, the family circle. We commend them unto thee. Then we commend unto thee all those that in special ways are under the care of the physician, with many fears and with many concerns. Grant a place at thy footstool, and we humbly ask thee, may the means be blessed, and above all the calling sanctified. We remember all the handicapped ones, those that struggle with difficulties of their mind, the crosses and the burdens. And, O Lord, do continue to uphold, to comfort, and to remember all the mourning ones in our midst, where there are many mourning families amongst us, and do remember all the elderly ones amongst us. And now, Lord, we humbly beg of thee that thou may open thy precious testimony, Open our understanding, grant hearts to perceive that thy word may go forth with power divine. Wilt thou grant many Aaron's and hers, and that it may be good in thy house, that it may be experienced that the Lord was in our midst. Look so down upon us poor sinners, and the Son, thy beloved Son, in whom thou art well pleased, who was risen from the dead, and who sitteth at thy right hand, and whom thou hearest always. This we all ask in the pardoning of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 164, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thou art my God, O God of grace, and earnestly I seek thy face. My heart cries out for thee, my spirit thirsts thy grace to taste, and what follows. The extra collection today is for Ezra for Israel. Psalter 164, the first three stanzas. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Matthew 28, the verses 8, 9, and 10. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Our text words speak of Jesus' meeting with the women returning from the empty sepulchre, with three thoughts. In the first place, women who had been encouraged by Jesus. Secondly, women who received a revelation of Jesus. And thirdly, women who received instruction from Jesus. Jesus' meeting with the women returning from the empty sepulchre. Women who had been encouraged by Jesus. Women who received a revelation of Jesus. And thirdly, women who received instruction from Jesus. Beloved congregation, the Lord is granted by renewal. And it is true on each Lord's Day. And then it is declared unto us and our children that Christ is risen indeed. But then on this Lord's Day, then the church in a special way may pause and to consider the glorious resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the living King that is all power in heaven and upon earth. And to that end, there is still a church upon the earth, and there is still a church to be gathered, because the number is not yet full. And may it have been our prayer that this may be a special day for us and our children, and that the living resurrected King by his Spirit, that he may gather many a lamb within the fold of the great shepherd, but also where the Lord has begun to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. And then we read in the Gospels that very early in the morning, in the one Gospel it was yet dark, the other the dawning of the day, and the other when they have arrived, that the sun was ready to rise. And then we read of different women. We have heard it out of this chapter that Mary Magdalene and another Mary is mentioned. But then in the other Gospels we read of others: Mary, the mother of James, Salome, Johanna, and the other women. Thus that means that there was a minimum of six or seven, perhaps more, but those women were united with the same desires and with the same needs. Then on Good Friday, then there were those women that have stood afar off, And then it is necessary that they are brought nigh through the blood. And then we read that on Good Friday, when Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, when they have laid Jesus in the grave, and then there were those women that have beheld the place, have beheld how he was wound in those linen clothes and with those spices. And then it is recorded that quickly before the Sabbath day has come, which begins at 6 o'clock in the evening, that they have quickly went to buy spices with the longing that after the Sabbath day they may come to the sepulcher and to embalm him better, that he would not see corruption. For those women, they had a heart full of love and longing for their master, although their knowledge was little needed to be increased. It were those women of which we read in Luke 8, verse 3, that they have ministered unto the Lord Jesus Christ of their goods and of their time. And now early on the Sabbath morning, for those women, the way has went through the depths. It has went so differently than they had thought. And so the Lord, as a people, that is not a strange matter for them. For those women, their faith has suffered shipwreck. Their hope has expired. And it seems like their expectations have come to an end. Because surely those women, when they were given to look on the cross of Calvary upon their beloved master, then they surely had thought him who was raised Lazarus from the dead, him who had power over the devils and all diseases, that surely that he would come down from the cross, that he would deliver himself. And what a solemn moment it was for those women also, when they have heard the 7 crossword, when they have seen that he was buried. And yet those women, they still had a heart full of love for their dead master. And to that end, early in the morning, with a vehement desire, they were bound together. Then we would think that on the way in the darkness of the morning, that they have not spoken so much, but that their thoughts have multiplied. They have come with their spices, and that is not a strange matter for the true child of God, with those spices of their tears, of their confession, and of their repentance, and their experience to bring it unto the Lord. What do those women now have to learn? That in the part of justification, then those spices have no value, but only in the way of justification. But they have come with a heart full of love and with the yearning, it is true, many questions and many riddles, but they were still drawn by the Lord's loving kindness unto the sepulcher we have sung together of such a people out of Psalm 63. Early will I seek thee. And now it has also become fulfilled for these women what they read in Proverbs 8, verse 17, those that seek me early, they shall find me. How was it in this morning congregation? Was there now a little resemblance with those women and God's people? They all know of those times when they may be given to reflect and look back. But how was it now in this morning? Do you know what the church learns? How poor they are of self, that it is all given good and a privilege. when the child is given to need, their risen Savior as their prophet, their priest, their king. They learn that also those spices, that is a gift that has been merited by the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, blessed times, those women, when with such a vehement desire and longing that they may rise early in the morning, be exercised with the things of the Lord. And then those women, as they were traveling to the sepulcher, then all of a sudden it crossed their mind, the stone. And the Lord has a people upon the earth that know what those stones are. Oh, then we could speak of the stones in the way of grace, stone of God's justice, but also what a stones there can be in the way of God's providence, unfulfilled promises, unheard prayers, and yet they have continued with their spices, with a heart full of love. And now as they approach to the sepulcher, boys and girls, what did they see? The stone was rolled away. And then it is clear when we compare the Gospels also with the Gospel of John, then Mary Magdalene, she is mentioned in each of the four Gospels. For Mary Magdalene, it became too much, and she has turned around to tell the disciples that the stone was rolled away. But the women, they have continued with their spices. And then what a rich message that they have received does not mean that at that moment when the angel, spoken of two angels in the Gospels with long white garments, when those angels have spoken, oh, it was a message regarding their needs and their desires, does not mean that at the moment they understood it all. We read in Luke 24, verse 45, that Jesus has opened their understanding, that they understood the scriptures, and that was with the showing of his pierced hands and pierced side. Then they were given to understand the riches of the empty tomb. And then we have heard, those women, they were encouraged. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Can that also be said of us in this morning? What are we seeking? Of course, not wrong to seek. Also have to come through this world. Many desires which the Lord has given in creation. Christ has also taught his people, give us this day our daily bread. But now concerning that seeking, is there then a period? Or has there also come an other seeking in our life? Have we become a God seeker? Have we learned to know him? To learn our need, our sins, but further, because Christ has said to his disciples in the upper room in John 14, verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Do we understand it? Do we understand it? Ah, those women. The angel has said, "I know that ye seek Jesus." And when that has become true in our life, because that seeking, that is an act of seeking, that is an earnest seeking, that is a faith that worketh by love, and that is a great seeking, and then we shall be given to use the means faithfully, begging the Lord that he may grant the application and the blessing. "I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified." Then the angel was instructing those women, and they have sat with such a joy and such a delight under the prophetical ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they have made that good choice. They have chosen him as king, his laws, his word, his institutions, and his house. But now the angel, with that instruction, with those precious words, "Ye seek Jesus, which was crucified," as women, the necessity, they would soon understand it in the evening, that Jesus was crucified. We read in Romans 4, verse 25, "Who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification." And then those precious words, "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said." Oh, another gentle rebuke. The Lord deals so gently with his people, and he instructs them step by step. Thus, in those words of the angel, then the angel was given to declare the riches of grace, how that a people may be saved. "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said." And those women, they have heard it with their ears, but they did not understand it. When Christ has spoken of the necessity of a suffering, his death, but also that he would raise again the third day. And then those precious words, "Come, see the place where the Lord lay." Oh, was that not a rich Easter message? For a seeking people, for a guilty people, with a desiring people, with souls that walk around with the burden of their debt, try to pay it, try to blot it out, try to erase it, and in this morning, a sinner still. Oh, then we read, "Come and see the place where he hath lain." And then we read in the Gospel of John, all orderly, the grave closed, the napkin separated, thus very clear that the body was not stolen, but that the king has risen from the dead. What a profound message for those women. It is evident that it was a large grave for so many women to hear the message, and for those two angels, "Come and see the place where he lay." Oh, what a profound message for the church, that he is the risen King. Has he not proclaimed on the island Patmos to the Apostle John, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is that risen King that is gathering his church, but also instructing that church which he has gathered. And now in our text, then they were given to fulfill, because they also received a mandate, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Our second thought, women who received a revelation of Jesus. And then we read, and they departed quickly from the sepulcher. They received the message for a certain address, because those disciples also had a great need. Different ways. I'll think of Peter. Mark, it is mentioned that Peter was also specifically, separately mentioned, the disciples and Peter. For those disciples, it was also such a mysterious way. The way of the Savior. They had great expectations. Too much of thoughts of an earthly kingdom. They did not understand that priestly office. But now on the day of the resurrection, then there was urgency, then there was need, that also those disciples, that they would receive that glorious message. And now we read of those women, and they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy. Concerning that fear, and that is the mark of the truth, there is a Christendom in our day where there is so little reverence and so little humility that they bring God nearly down to the level of man. That becomes evident in the way they speak and in the way they pray. But the true work of the Lord, that brings a holy reverence, humility, profound adoration. What examples we have in the Bible. When the Lord has come down, even with the holy angel, that there were many that have feared. Think of the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 6, when in a vision he saw those holy angels crying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And then the prophetess said, Woe unto me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. Thus for those seeking women, and they had a close life. Because when also God's people, when they walk in a way of sin and backsliding, and then there shall be that guilt because of their sins, but it is evident that these women, they had a close life. They have ministered unto the Lord. They have walked with the Lord. They have followed their master even unto death. they have remained, given to behold the burial of their master. And then on the Sabbath day, you can understand what a respect they had, because they did not make an exception. They did not reason it out and thought, the body needs to be embalmed better, so we cannot really wait another day. But they kept the Sabbath day holy, and the Lord has also honored them, because if they had come on the Sabbath day, they would have met that watch and seen the seal on the grave. Thus those women, a tender and a close walk with the Lord. But when an holy angel, reflecting the glory of heaven, has come and spoken, they were filled with awe, they were filled with reverence, and they feared. But then we do read something very remarkable. And so it can be in the life of the church, that there can be a mixture of fear and of joy. But we do read with fear and great joy. Does not say great fear and great joy. It is true there was fear, but it is evident that their joy was greater than their fear, because it is specifically mentioned by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that they were filled with great joy. And why were they now filled with great joy? Oh, in the first place, their heart has been declared. Because that angel did not say, why are you here? Who are you seeking? But no, I know that ye seek Jesus. And then secondly, they received that comforting word, not to fear, fear not, be not afraid. And then in the third place, that concerning their beloved, that he was not in the grave, that he was risen. In the next place, they received the band-aid to bring the glorious tiding to the disciples that he was risen indeed. And they also received a promise. Thus those women, they were encouraged, they were gladdened by the message and the instruction they received. But it is clear in our text words that a personal revelation that is richer and greater, because that brings into that blessed communion. And now we read in our text, and that run, thus they were diligent, they received the command from the angel. I read in Psalm 119 verse 32, that he did run in the Lord's commandments when his heart was enlarged. All for those women with a vehement desire that they may bring that message, what they have heard from the angel to the disciples. Oh, disciples, be not too discouraged, for he is risen, and the angel has said that he shall appear before us into Galilee. Thus be of good courage, our master is risen. And now we read in our text something very wonderful. The angel has said to those women, we have heard it, he goeth before you into Galilee. And I read in Ephesians 3 verse 20, now unto him that is able to do abundantly, exceedingly, above all that ye ask and think. The angel, a heavenly ambassador, has given the instruction and the promise that Jesus would appear unto them in Galilee. And at the moment, they were in Jerusalem. Thus, that means they would be called to leave Jerusalem and that they would go to Galilee, and there the Lord Jesus Christ would appear unto them. And now for those women. Then we see the love of Jesus as the greater Joseph. Oh, as the risen Savior, then such a vehement desire. Oh, he knew who his people were. He knew their distress. He knew their desires. Oh, what an encouragement for seeking souls. What an examples we have in the Bible, but also in the morning of the resurrection. Then we see that the Lord has crowned their love. We have stated it. Their knowledge was very limited, but the Lord has crowned their love, that they would be the first ones. Of course, when we compare scripture to scripture, it is clearly written in John 20 that Jesus has first appeared unto Mary Magdalene. Weeping at the mouth of the grave. But now secondly, for those women that have come early to the sepulcher, have heard profound things, and now Jesus in his great love and his great compassion, oh, as the greater Joseph, to say, I am Jesus who was crucified. Genesis 45, it is written, whom ye have sold into Egypt. I am that risen Savior. And it is true, here when those women have returned to Jerusalem, was only in part. So it is the general way that the Lord leads with his people, that he instructs them step by step, because we do not read that here he has showed his pierced hands, revealed his pierced hands and his pierced side, and not to misunderstand it, was not because of their love. It was upon their love. The Lord crowns his own work, and we must always remember that the Lord's meeting with his people, that they are by his appointment, at his time, in his way. And the true church shall learn that it shall never be because of their seeking, shall learn that seeking that is also a gift from above, and the longer they are on the way, oh, in the beginning, then that seeking seems to be so natural, it is so urgent, those desires, but the church learns it is all merited good, a gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And oftentimes, to test this people, then there is a time of waiting. Can be a long time, although in that waiting time, the Lord shall not be a land of outer darkness, that he grants many encouragements, maybe in this morning, a soul that says to themselves, But that life of that woman, that is not so strange. Overwhelmed with this love and impression of my sin, and yet no answer has found relief. The Lord is free and sovereign nevertheless. When we study the scriptures, when we read the invitations, the promises, and the examples, then at the Lord's time, then the seekers shall become finders. Our text declares it is so. Then on that way back to Jerusalem, with fear and great joy, running to Jerusalem to say, disciples, be not too discouraged. He shall appear before us in Galilee. And then we read in our text. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, all hail. And that word hail, that is a word of salutation, of greeting, but that also refers to rejoice. And then Jesus has declared, all hail. And they came and held him by his feet and worshiped him. Precious words. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. So then we see that adoration, that humiliation, the exercise of faith given to clearly see and believe that it was their resurrected master, although with a glorified body, and then they were given to worship him, and that is now the fruit of the true work of the Lord. Then it is clear that they have fallen on their feet. The psalmist has declared in Psalm 73, verse 24, whom have I in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Let us first sing Psalter 422. The stanzas 5 and 6. How blessed, Lord, are they who know the joyful sound, who when they hear thy voice in happiness abound. With steadfast step they walk, their countenances beaming, with brightness of the light that from thy face is streaming. And what follows, 422, 5 and 6.
Thank you.
Jesus is meeting with the women returning from the empty sepulcher. Women who had been encouraged. Women who received a revelation. And now thirdly, women who received instruction from Jesus. And then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Thus the same message which the angels have told them, because we read in verse 5 that the angel has said, fear not ye. But then Jesus has not repeated the further message of the angels. The Lord does not waste his grace. It was not necessary our boys and girls can understand it, that it was not necessary for Jesus to say to those women that he was risen, because they have seen, they have beheld him. And then the message repeated of the angels, of their mandate, not as office bearers, but as messengers concerning the things of the Lord. Go, tell my brethren. The first time that Christ did is true, he has spoken of his church as brethren on former times, but the first time that we read the expression, my brethren, in John 15, verse 15, then Christ has said to his disciples that he called them not servants, but he called them friends. But now in this message, go tell my brethren. And that becomes the wonder for the church. Because what if those disciples learned, experienced it, that they were not worthy to be called brethren? Especially think of Peter, but it is clear that the other disciples have also fled. Ah, the great love of Christ, that notwithstanding their sins, he shall never disown them, because they read in Isaiah 49, verse 16, that they are engraven upon the palms of his hand. Of course, it does not mean for the child of God, they sin not cheaply. Consequences shall be bitter. Think of David when he has taken Bathsheba, and for Peter, oh, what a blessing. That after he denied, the cock crowed, that immediately Jesus turned around and looked, and he was given to weep. But now the calling, go tell my brethren. Christ is the natural Son of God. He is the eldest brother. But the true people of God, by adoption, they have become sons and daughters of the Almighty God, purchased by the blood of Christ, wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Thus by renewal, a special meeting that would take place in Galilee, but also for the disciples, The love of Jesus was such a desire and longing to reveal himself unto thy church in the evening of the resurrection, and to proclaim, to instruct them concerning the mysteries of salvation, the necessity of a suffering, and then he showed them his pierced hands, his pierced side, and then he was given to proclaim unto them peace. And then their understanding was opened concerning the mediatorial work of Christ as priest, the necessity of a priestly office, that he must suffer and die, that in that way, that handwriting against the church that is so contrary and against us, that it may be blotted out and put out of the way. And concerning the prophet of the resurrection of Christ for his church, thereof we hope to hear more in this evening. By renewal, we may commemorate the glorious resurrection of the Son of God. And then in this chapter, there are spoken of many different people. Those women, the disciples, bound together by the Spirit, same longings, same desires, same needs. But then we have also read together of those keepers that have tried to keep that grave closed. Maybe there are such keepers that we try to silence our conscience under his word, under all the solemn callings, and that we may so continue. Then we have heard of the Jews that believe the lie to this very day. What an awful thing it is when we listen to the lies of the devil. He is a liar from the beginning. Then we have also heard of the Sanhedrin, that they were busy upholding themselves, refused to acknowledge and to bow. Is that our picture? Oh, may we then be given to bow before the living King, and my unconverted fellow travelers to humbly ask that that living King by his Spirit, that he may take possession of our heart, that he may quicken us, that he may teach us divine realities, and that here in the time, because when the Lord works, then there shall be a bowing under the Lord, under his law, his institutions. Then we love everything that pertaineth to the Lord, and then the need shall be born for a people that cannot blot that handwriting out, but word is only increasing of concerning the church. What precious things they have experienced, those seeking and distressed women in the morning hour. Then already in the morning they have seen such marvelous and heard such glorious things. And then in the evening hour together with the disciples, then their understanding was opened concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Peter is written to the churches in 1 Peter 1 verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom through his abundant mercy has granted us a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of those women that they have experienced wonderful things, that they were given to worship, that they were given to adore, that they were given to see, ah, Lord. If such have come up in this morning, may they have received a portion of what those women have received, but also concerning the further leadings in the evening hour. And, O living King of thy church, may it please thee on this Sabbath day that many a sinner may be conquered, be given to bow, and ask whether there is yet a way for such a sinner as I am. Thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. Wilt thou now graciously watch over us on this Sabbath day? Return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 381, the stanzas 1 and 3. With grateful heart my thanks I bring, before the great the praise I sing. I worship in thy holy place, and praise thee for thy truth and grace, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be baptism registration on Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. There will be an open house on Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. to congratulate Reverend E.C. Adams for his birthday, and all are welcome. The following young adults have attended the Confession of Faith classes and been examined by the consistory. They wish to make public confession of faith, which is scheduled for the Sunday morning service of May 4. Geneva Judith Van Lyck, Jared Henry Vandervein, Eric Henry Vandervein, Daniel Emily Sinke, Garrett Kluck, Braden Dennis Vandenberg, Jody Jarita Dunsbatica, Coraline Willona DeLue, Sylvia Nelissa DeLue, Jolina Sophia Van Garderen, Garrett Adrian Zoot, Nicholas Michael Vandenberg, Braden Anthony Slingeland, Michael Brent Outshorn, Hendrik Cornelis Oskam, Rylan Albert van der Vlist, Jimmy Giahua Vandenberg, Charity Jenna Middlecope, and Jaden Leon Vandenberg. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory before April 30. And Madeline Jenny Brink has expressed her desire to join herself to our congregation with certificate of membership from the FRC of Monarch, and lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory before April 30. Psalter 381, 1 and 3.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.